Sarah Mack, lead singer and namesake of the Sarah Mack Band, is a true daughter of North Florida. As such, she has had a fascination with the Monticello Opera House for many years.
When I was in ninth grade, I went to the Opera House and saw Pam Laws perform. And that, I think, probably was the first time I'd seen jazz in real life. And the acoustics there are just phenomenal, and it just, I don't know, shook me to the core.
Later in life, Sarah Mack formed her present trio with bassist Claire Swindell and lead guitarist Charlie Vancher. The group eventually started playing a special annual holiday concert at the Warehouse on Gain Street. Swindell says the entire band had also fallen in love with the Opera House. A few years ago, a chance presented itself to relocate the year-end concert to that gorgeous 1890 vintage performance space in Jefferson County.
We had been playing with From the Heart Music Hour. We had done a couple of their shows up at the Monticello Opera House and just thought it was the coolest space, and we just kind of decided to roll the dice and try to move it to Monticello and kind of see what happened. And we were super shocked and excited that, you know, people are willing to drive up there and people from Monticello come, and it's turned out really, really well. So yeah, we've kept it there. I am baptized.
On top of that, Charlie Vancher points out, the concert has given more folks a chance to discover a significant piece of local history that they otherwise might never see.
Because you drive by on the street and all you see is the little area underneath, you don't realize that there's an opera house up above. In fact, I was talking to a lady today who grew up in Monticello and was familiar with the opera house, but didn't realize that there was the opera house upstairs. She says, oh yeah, I see that place over there. I said, no, there's an opera house upstairs. She's like, what are you talking about?
This Saturday evening, the Sarah Mack Band will return to the Monticello Opera House. Before the performance upstairs, Claire Swindell says there will be some food, fun, and fellowship in the buildings downstairs.
Just a flicker in the span of a second, skin transformed.
They do a dinner beforehand, and that's a separate ticket for the dinner, but it always looks really nice, and that dinner's actually sold out a couple of times in the last few years. And then they'll have a cash bar downstairs, so there's kind of a little bit of a pre-party feel downstairs beforehand, and it's festive, it's fun.
That starts at 6:30. The Sarah Mack Band show begins at 8, and Charlie Vancher says the set list will be a mix of old and new, originals and cover tunes in an ongoing effort to keep the program fresh and appealing.
We know that there are some people that, I mean, they hear us once a year. They come to the Christmas show, and so we don't want to have the same Sarah Mack Band song. And we keep a, you know, track of what we have. We can go back and look at our old list. We don't want people thinking,
we only know five songs. Well,
these guys know five songs.
A late addition to the set list, Sarah and Charlie say, will be a musical tribute to Sharon Jones. The Dap Kings' famous frontwoman passed away last month.
It's a little harder for us to do, you know, Sharon Jones. They have like a whole brass section, and we have acoustic guitars and violins. But, you know, we're getting creative and
yeah,
doing our own version.
Right, yeah. I got no course correction.
Flip a coin to my direction. Along with many other creative versions of what seems a bottomless reservoir of Sarah Mack Band music, new and old. Check out the Monticello Opera House website for tickets and more information about this Saturday show. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.